My data underlines the validity of this approach. I hope to demonstrate that food provides a unique means of comprehending the experiences of those deported to Siberia and Kazakhstan, and makes clear the centrality of the female role, not only in the domestic sphere, but in a wider social context.
Wow, that's pretty heavy reading, don't you think?
Yes, it sounds like it's a piece of academic research.
BBC Learning English. 新生校园英语.
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好,欢迎收听新生校园英语迷你系列节目,我是Helen.
Writing is one of the most important elements of studying, and today we're focusing on writing for academic purposes.
论文写作,我最怕写作了。这也是在伦敦国王学院学习的Crystal和Denara两位同学觉得比较具有挑战性的难题。
I'm already confronted with a lot of difficulties in studying English, but my writing skills and reading skills are made a big progress than before.
The most challenging thing is before the courses I had academic writing, but due to these courses and due to the teachers, now my writing is improved. Yeah.
When we talk about academic writing, we usually mean things like reports,essays, dissertations, and theses.
刚才 Neil 提到的都是作文，不同的是文章的长短，报告是 report， 短篇论文是 essay， 一般在5000字以下，专题论文叫 dissertations， 大概在10000字到20000字之间，在英国博士论文是 theses， 长度一般在30000字以上。
Writing is not easy even for some native English-speaking students.Damien Fitzpatrick has helped many students to tackle their writing nightmares.
是的 ,Damien 老师对海外学生英语辅导非常有经验。I asked Damien to explain a little bit more about what he thinks students need to express in their writing.
So you have to demonstrate that you know what the topic is. You have to show them that, okay, I understand it, and I'm going to do something with this. And what that means is to take a position, to evaluate, to assess, to critique,to add something to it. And I think students find that quite tricky. That isn't just for overseas students, that's for, you know, home students as well.
Damien explains that the lecturers are looking for students' own thoughts in their written work.
老师在看学生的论文时，希望能看到学生真正理解了学习的内容，而且能够运用学到的知识。
To take a position, to evaluate,to assess, to critique, and to add something to it.
写明自己的立场 take a position, 做出评估 to evaluate, 分析和考评 to assess, 对其他人的观点或者是结论做出评论 to critique, 加入了自己的想法。
Damien mentioned that these are also big challenges facing many overseas students.
刚才我们提到的这几个写作要点也是很多海外学生的弱点，需要时间来适应的。
I just wanted to check with Damien about using other people's work to support your writing. What three things can you do?
You can, you know, directly take text from someone else's work, direct quotations, you can paraphrase the ideas, you can summarize the general idea of a book or a journal. These are the three kind of things that we focus on, and this helps students kind of use other people's work to support their own ideas. That's generally what we have them do.
在写论文的时候，我们都需要引用其他信息来支持自己的观点。
It's good to use a range of sources of information. The three common ways of referencing is direct quotation.
我们可以直接引用他人的文章 direct quotation.
Or you can paraphrase the ideas.
Paraphrasing 也可以用自己的句子来表达或引用原作者的观点或结论。
Also, summarize a book or journal.
概括一本书或者是期刊的内容，只要清楚地注明信息来源就没有问题了。不注明就成了抄袭 plagiarism, definitely a no-no.
And don't forget to read the submission guidelines.
There'll be very clear kind of guidelines for what students have to do, formatting, sourcing, answering the question, word count, and so on, and even how you actually submit the assignment. And if the students aren't able to basically read the question and follow that format, then they'll be penalized for that.
另外大家还需要注意的是一定要看清楚题目。大学的论文都有一些基本要求，比如说可以写多少个字， 格式、文字的大小、提交论文的方式、截止日期等，弄错了就会被扣分的。
This is BBC Learning English.
BBC 新生校园英语。
Well, I hope we've helped you to understand a little more about academic writing at a UK university.
第一次在全英语环境中学习，难免会碰到语言上的一些难题，但是只要你有信心，我想大家一定会成功的。
Yes, you can do it.
Yes, you can. 好了，谢谢收听，我们下期节目再会。
See you next time.
Bye bye.